to show real quick, or one video. Let me rephrase that. Viewer discretion advised at this point. There are some content that may not be suitable for some of the youth. I'm okay with my boys watching it, but just want to keep in mind that it might not be suitable. So please ask your children to close their eyes if you don't feel that it's very comfortable. And also, we wanted to make sure that veterans, you're aware that there are some contents that might not be suitable for you also. So please watch this video from Hacksaw Ridge.
I was blind.
Keep it down. Can you walk?
Oh, no.
You gotta get out of here. Come on.
Desmond Thomas Doss, born February 7, 1919, died March 23, 2006, was a United States Army corporal who served as a combat medic with an infantry company in World War II. He was twice awarded the Bronze Star Medal for actions in Guam and the Okinawa by saving 75 men, becoming the only peaceful objector to receive the Medal of Honor for his actions during the Second World War. Doss refused to kill an enemy soldier or carry a weapon into combat because of his personal beliefs as a Seventh-day Adventist.
Please grab your Bibles and turn to Galatians 5:13. It is page 1815 in your pew Bible. You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love.
The practice of decorating soldiers' graves with flowers is an ancient custom. Soldiers' graves were decorated in the U.S. before and during the American Civil War. The preferred name for the holiday gradually changed from Decoration Day to Memorial Day, which was first used in 1882. Memorial Day did not become the more common name until after World War II, and was not declared the official name by federal law until 1967. The men and women we witness marching in our yearly parades do it not for the honor, but for those brothers and sisters who no longer can.
This holiday weekend, we celebrate something that I think is sometimes hard for many of us to comprehend, the sacrifice of soldiers' lives for the sake of our freedom. In recent years, I've heard many conflicted views on this matter, but I think it would be a mistake to see these brave men and women as merely victims. While each fallen soldier has a unique story, each soldier is a hero who willingly laid down his or her life for a greater cause. I think part of our struggle to understand the fallen soldier comes with our difficulty in accepting sacrifice, especially when a sacrifice seems so final and appears to hold no obvious rewards. The idea that anyone can give up everything for people he or she doesn't even know is hard to process. We spend so much of our life trying to gain, to acquire, to win. Our country is home to the American dream, the land of opportunity, so contemplating the fallen soldier can feel uncomfortable, even confusing.
We as humans struggle to embrace sacrifice at church, reflecting on Christ's willingness to spill his blood for our sake. Our church empathized that the only appropriate response to a sacrifice of this magnitude would be to offer our lives in return. God first bowed down to us by becoming human, and now it is our turn to bow down to him.
So often we meditate on Christ's sacrificial love, but fail to love him sacrificially in return. I thank him with my words, but do little to change my life. Yet this is what God desires of us. We call our soldiers servicemen/women, yet the term should describe Christians as well. Just as sacrifice is required to secure our freedom as Americans, freedom does not exist independently of sacrifice in the life of the believer. Yes, the gift of faith brings us freedom, freedom from sin, freedom to be who God made us to be and know God more deeply. But that freedom came with the price of the cross, and our gift of freedom is to be used for service.
It may seem pointless in some ways to acquire freedom only to turn around and serve, but two thoughts come to mind here. One is that the free person who chooses to serve knows freedom unlike any other. He or she has no need of taking from others because their sense of worth comes from a higher source. We've often heard from those with true servant hearts that it is only when we give ourselves away that we truly find ourselves. Second is a truth we need to constantly remind ourselves of when life seems hard or unfair. This life is nothing compared to the next. Anything we lose here is never truly lost if our lives belong to Christ. Okay, so the last will be first and the first will be last. That's from Matthew 20, verse 16. Grow your servant's heart by striving to take place at least once this week, even if it's as simple as being last in line at the grocery store, or serving yourself last at the dinner table. Even when you're feeling tired, burnt out, or just plain done, pray to God and ask him, "Please, Lord, just let me get one more."
At this time, we would like to ask all service men and women, please stand. If you can, you may sit back down after the candle is lit. We would like to take a moment of silence and light this candle in memory of all of those that have served and are no longer with us. 1 minute starts now.
All serves men and women, we would love to thank you for teaching us what Christ's sacrificial love means in servicing our country.
Thank you guys very much once again.